Fearless Tips and Talks, you will find wisdom and strength to overcome fear and anxiety in a world that feeds it.
Have you ever wished you had someone to coach you through stress and anxiety? Someone you could just pull out of your back pocket to give you a quick dose of wisdom and encouragement? Now you can. Welcome to this episode of Fearless Tips. I'm your host, Christy Bolware. So for today's tip, I did something a little bit different. I went on my Instagram and Facebook feed and I just threw it out there. Hey, I'm about ready to do a tip off the cuff. What's something you really need help with? And the very first one I saw was, what do you do when you're trying to help someone with anxiety who doesn't know the Lord? So that's what I'm going to cover in today's tip, just kind of off the cuff, my first thoughts about this. The first thing that I think of, there's some scripture that talks about always be ready to give an account for what you believe and why. And then the next kind of scripture that comes to my mind, I believe this is in Matthew, it talks about that you shouldn't worry about what you eat or what you wear, because these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. So let me wrap this all together for you. Our greatest testimony as Christians is, what do we do in the stress? What do we do in the turmoil? I mean, it drives me a little bit nuts when I go onto social media and I see people that claim Jesus as their Lord and Savior, like absolutely freaking out about things and not having the peace of God over their lives. Now, listen, I'm not saying that I don't freak out about things or still have anxiety or fear about things, but our greatest testimony is, How do we have peace when we should be full of fear? And we can walk into situations and walk through situations and say, the Lord is by my side. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. When we respond in ways of peace when we should have fear, that shows the world how good and how big and how great our God is. So I feel like first and foremost, you know, what are you showing to that person that is an unbeliever? Do you show them that you have peace that passes all understanding in situations that it doesn't make sense that you have peace? Is your faith strong and big? And again, not that we can't have mess ups, not that we can't have moments of fear, but overall, you know, how strong is your faith? And realize that people are watching, people are looking on. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, in those moments, if you are strong in your faith and you have peace that passes all understanding in moments that you should have fear, then that should be a testimony to people that are struggling. Because I have found that people that don't know the Lord, when they're in their greatest turmoil, when they're in their greatest moments of, I need help, they wind up reaching out to you. They wind up saying something to you like, hey, can you pray for me? And you're like, what? I didn't even know this person prays, you know? And then you get this amazing opportunity to step into their fears and their pains and show them what your God can do. So I think it's just so important as Christians that we continue to just press into God and strengthen our faith muscles every single day. And then we'll be we'll be more equipped to minister to other people, especially people that don't know the Lord. And I think the last thing I would say is, if they truly don't know the Lord and you're walking alongside them and they're freaking out about something, having anxiety, or maybe this is a reoccurring thing over and over and over, maybe be bold. Maybe say something like, hey, I know you haven't really considered God in the past, but what if you considered God now? Because I've been walking with you now for 6 months, you know, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, and I'm realizing that this fear and anxiety is debilitating in your life. What if you tried something different? And sometimes just that little perspective or that little change of, you know, you've been afraid to maybe talk about it in the past, but because things just aren't changing, they might have a level of just desperation or an open ear to hear things. So don't be afraid to ask the question about God, about Jesus, especially when they're in their greatest moments of weakness. Because I know for me, you know, in my lowest moments, that was when I was finally ready to go, I don't care what you do, but I need something. It was that end of the rope moment. So look for those end of the rope moments for your friends. And don't be afraid to ask bold questions like, are you ready to change? Do you want to change? Do you want to get well? Because here's what I know. The only thing that's helped me and it's got me well is a relationship with Jesus. So being bold in your stance and how he's helped you, be ready to give testimony to what he's done in and through you is so, so very important. If you found this to be helpful, you can find out so much more in my book, Nervous Breakthrough. And guess what? Right now, you can order it on Amazon. Also, can you do something for me? Will you help us get the word out about this podcast? I would be so honored if you would share it with your loved ones, rate it, review it, and also be sure to subscribe. And lastly, and I really mean this, we want to hear from you. If you have suggestions or ideas on something that I should cover or a tip that you'd really like help on, please send us an email, podcast@fearlessunite.com. Again, that's podcast@fearlessunite.com. Thank you so much for listening.